This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Leslie Peterkin, the CEO of Advance Energy. Hi, Leslie, how are you?
I'm very well, Mark. It's nice to be with you again and to tell you how we've progressed since we last talked in October.
Yes, indeed it was. It was October, so you know, time has flown by. I think that's the case for most people these days with COVID. It's Groundhog Day every day, so the time does go by very quickly. But yes, I remember last time we spoke and you were talking about a portfolio of opportunities that, you had available and a new strategy. And you also made that statement, 20,000 barrels of oil per day by 2025. And you also said, I remember, the next 6 months could be transformational for the company when you hope to close on one of the deals. So I believe that's what's happened very recently, because you've announced the successful placing of around $30 million, which is a significant amount of money that enables Advance Energy to proceed with the farm-in to the Buffalo PSC, which is an oil project. So you must be delighted with that amount, given the general perception of funding exploration and production in the current climate.
Yeah, well, I think we are delighted. Of course, we're very pleased. and it also secures us a 50% interest in the Buffalo field, because we had to get a certain amount of funding in order to get the 50%. And if we fell below that, we would have got less. So we've got the full amount that we required to get the 50%, which is excellent. And I mean, the Buffalo field was the one that we were really putting a lot of effort into when we last talked. And of course, we couldn't say too much about it. But it's fully in line with our stated strategy. It, you know, it's discovered, it's material, it's a two-party joint venture, and it's high impact. And it gives us 17 million barrels of 2C resources that, as soon as Carnarvon received the funds for the B10 well, which will be in a couple of weeks now that we've made the announcement.
Okay.
So we actually consider that such valuable asset opportunities will always find solid market support. And I would say that our current raise would seem to support that.
Great. I do remember last time you said that you were definitely not an explorer, but you were going after producing. So this is obviously part of that strategy. What was it, you think, then, that resonated with investors?
Well, I mean, if you look at the, I mean, we've obviously been marketing, doing the marketing rounds the last couple of weeks before the admission document went to the market today. And I think the one thing that's very clear is, in one word or two, cash flow generation. At $50 oil, the first year gross free cash flow is close to $280 million. And 70% of the total field free cash flow is delivered in the first 2 years. That's for the 2C case. So, I mean, by any standard, that's a lot of cash in a short time frame. I mean, so what more can I say is what I would say. And to be honest, such opportunities are rare. And that is what is exciting about the Buffalo asset. And that's what we recognized about it. In particular, was the ability to get the oil out, to get the revenue in, and to do it in a short time frame.
Okay. And it was previously owned by BHP, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So BHP discovered the field, put it on production, sold out to a company called Nexen, which I think is quite well known, I think. It produced for 5 years and produced 21 million barrels. And its peak production of oil was 45,000 barrels a day from two wells.
Okay. And how come this opportunity became available then, do you think?
Well, I guess we know. the opportunity became available because Carnarvon Petroleum, who are based in Perth and are kind of, I wouldn't say experts, probably a little over the top, but they know the Northwest Shelf of Australia very well. Mm. And they have a lot of blocks there. And they saw an opportunity in re-looking at an abandoned field of 20 years before, which had difficulties in understanding the geological structure because of the seismic capability at that time. And they reworked the whole thing with modern seismic techniques and revealed what was always expected to be there, a pool of oil that had been undeveloped.
Okay. Do you know, I think the new technology that's available to explorers these days, both in mining and, of course, in oil as well, that's really proving to be very successful these days, because past deposits, which we thought were to be, sort of depleted, let's say, seems to be that there are more discoveries being found. So even though BHP used to own this property, of course, it doesn't mean then that the property is no good to them anymore. It just means that they perhaps missed or didn't discover this.
I mean, I always like to say that both Nexon and BHP are obviously capable companies. It was a very challenging situation that they had, without going into the detail, and trying to understand the geological structure. Essentially, the field is at 4,000 meters and it sits under a reef. And that distorted the geological, not the geological, but the seismic that was acquired was, I'm not a geophysicist, so don't get me wrong here, but it distorted the ray paths and made it very difficult to be sure about exactly what the structure looked like. And modern techniques have improved that ability to be able to focus on the field more correctly and more accurately. And that's revealed what was expected to be the case, that there was a crest, as we call it, or an attic, that had not yet been drilled, it would hold a significant volume of oil.
Okay. So the B10 appraisal well then that you plan to drill in the second half of this year, is this the major value catalyst then that should generate investor and board excitement as well, that kind of excitement that you have in drilling?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, having gone through the process of getting into the asset, which is effectively what we achieved this week, the next step is to drill this appraisal well, because the key point is that, having done the reworking of the seismic, understanding the geological structure better, having identified the crest of the field with some degree of certainty, we now need to prove the case by drilling an appraisal well. But the appraisal well itself will be kept as a producer, depending on the degree of success. Of course, everything depends on success. Mm-hmm. And the objective of the well is to establish the length of the oil column in order to finalize the draft development plan that we already have. And we are expecting to spud the B10 well in October at this stage. So we should know the results of the well certainly before Christmas.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully a good 2021 ahead for you then as well, mm-hmm. which would be nice. So let's just think about some of the other projects perhaps that I know we spoke about last time, the other multiple leads that the company was trying to establish. Are there any, what's the progress here? Are there still other opportunities available?
Yeah, very definitely, very definitely. We brought half a dozen opportunities or so with us into the company a year ago, things that we had identified over a period of time, mm-hmm. and managed to bring into what was Andalas and is now Advance. And one of those, of course, was Buffalo. And so we've ticked the box on that one. The others are still out there, but we have also added two new ones in the course of the year, things that have come across our desk, as it were, and we feel we're worthy of our attention. And we're currently actively engaged on three different opportunities at the moment. If we are to be, how shall I say, not overly optimistic, we would hope to close two deals this year, at least.
Okay. So all in all, then, it does sound like ADV's team is doing what it said it would. Well, and you told me 5 months ago, you must be quite pleased then.
Yeah, we're pretty pleased. We're pretty firm on our strategy. I mean, it's a strategy that's solidly based on our long experience in E&P, and we intend to pursue it with a clear focus, and that's what we're doing, as we speak. So today I was already chasing a couple of leads or issues with these three assets that we're engaged in at the moment. So we're hanging around. We've kind of ticked the box on getting Buffalo over the line. Of course, we have to engage with Carnarvon now on the drilling of the well, but that's well in hand. And so the thing is, what's next? And all these new opportunities we're engaged with have a similar shape to Buffalo. So we fully expect to be able to deliver more added value for investors within 2021.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. Leslie Peterkin there, the CEO of Advance Energy.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.